And the Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met yesterday into last night, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me.
All right. Tell us about last night's meeting. How'd it go?
It went well. So the first two items on the agenda were a property at 2 Tomney Road, another at 27 Richmond Drive. These were subdivisions approved in the last 3 months. The applicants needed an extension time beyond the first 90 days to file those Mylars and record the subdivision. So those were just extensions of time. Both were granted. We then had 58 Shore Road was postponed. Then we talked about 267 Greenwich Ave, which is known as the Fred Knapp Funeral Home building. The applicant there had spoken to the Historic District Commission, who typically reviews the exterior modifications to buildings on the avenue, given that it's in a National Historic District. And they were asked to not remove the Gothic terracotta application on the building. The applicant sought opinion from the commission, as the commission is really the decider on those changes, and the commission agreed with the removal of the terracotta. It's a hard sell for retail tenants to move into. Obviously, there's a stigma of a funeral home, but even if you didn't know it was a funeral home, that look is it's a little bit cumbersome for opening up and having a storefront, which is obviously critical for retail components. Commission was aware that the terracotta was just crumbling, and it doesn't have a long lifespan left if things are not either removed or replaced, and certainly replacing it would not be as that is its own problems as well with when you do put new architectural features on an older building. So strangely enough, that applique was not original to the building. It was built in the 30s. The building is built in 1906. So the restoration that the commission considered as one that looked very similar to the 1906 version. So there'll be an homage. There'll be some historic plaques and some pictures, I think, on the building to talk about the former Knapp application. But the commission approved the modification and sent it on its way. Next, number five was Zhaozhang Tang. It's a single-family to two-family conversion. It's before the commission because the applicant wishes to put parking in the front yard. This is the second time, I believe, the commission has talked about this. It's a struggle for the commission to, you know, consider these sort of full pavement in the front yard buildings. It's something that the commission over the last two POCDs have tried to minimize. I think it's not an attractive execution of the neighborhood. And so when these come in, that they do struggle with how to figure out how to accommodate the two-family parking, but also not sort of pave out all of everything in the front yard. The commission eventually decided that they couldn't figure out a good plan to allow parking in the front yard, so they denied the application. And so the applicant is free to come back with revisions, but the front yard parking seems to be a non-starter there. The next two applications, 6 and 7, are related. It's Nimbus Realty, Benedict Court, Benedict Place. This is a redevelopment of 12 lots in the downtown area. The first application is the merger or combined subdivision application for those lots to create one large lot. The second is to build a 120-unit affordable housing development. This one has a commitment from the Housing Trust, and they're providing 40% of the units at 80% of area median income for a term of 40 years. So that's about 48 units, I believe, that are going to be below market rate. Interesting project. Obviously, it's six stories. There'll be underground parking. Very much reflective of some of the buildings on West Elm that were built pre-war brick. The commission had major concerns, though, because there seems to be some capacity issues in the sewer line that this site goes through to get to the plant. The sewer division correctly identified that, and the applicant is going to be working to figure out what engineering solutions there are there to make sure that capacity issue is not going to be one in the future. The traffic study seemed to have missed some of the intersections in the downtown around the block. There was just concern about whether this would impact some of those intersections and the operations, which is always a concern to the commission. Also, there seems to be about 6 parking spaces on Benedict Place that would be removed if the project went forward, and how that works. And, you know, given that there is, parking in the downtown is a finite resource. So the applicant is going to go back and work on those major issues, that including the fire department, making sure that there's adequate accessibility for emergency services, and they'll probably be back in a meeting in April. Country Day School was on the agenda for their proposed merger with St. Agnes property of the South and a new track, so that'll be at a future meeting. Susan Satter is a large house addition with a detached pool and pool cabana that they're looking to build. Had a combined septic system that was taking a while through health to get approval. They finally received that a few weeks ago, and now they were back in front of the commission for the site plan approval, and that was granted with conditions. Next was Albert and Diana Betteridge property at 215 Old Mill. That application was postponed last night to address department comments. Number 12 was the Steferi property. That is 40 and 0 Ridge View Avenue. They're looking to create 2 lots on this property. A lot of concerns from the commission and neighborhood about the layout of the subdivision. And this area is subject to flooding during storm events, and concerns in the neighborhood and the commission again about what development of 2 houses on this one lot would do or not do to exacerbate those situations, which are currently present. So that application was left open to address. Then we got into our pre-application discussion items. Neighbor to Neighbor is back before the commission. They have a very strict operation schedule, including pickup of waste, and fortunately, they're here in town providing these services. Unfortunately, their services are needed more than ever. So there appears to be a high demand at certain hours of the day and people waiting for the store to open. Also, the waste product, the boxes and things like that come in, it seems to be exceeding the capacity of the recycling bins that the property has. So they're looking to have a little more flexibility in the hours of operation. The lights on is another issue. They generally go off around 6 on the property, so looking for accommodation there, and also adjustment to the schedule for waste pickup. Next, we had Mason Street Partners. This is the former Honda dealership looking to be redeveloped as another affordable housing project. The concept the commission saw at a prior meeting was west side of the site to be rental-only affordable units, the east side to be market for sale condominium units. That segregation has always given the commission concern. These affordable projects are supposed to be integrated is the term, and how the integration is happening when the site is divided like that. It was the topic of discussion. Didn't get to any conclusions, but the commission did, again, express the concerns that, you know, we're here in sort of uncharted territory, and what is the best, is this the best plan? Does this meet the goals of the town first, and then also the state's affordable housing program? And then lastly was the Robertson property at 411 Sandwich Road. That house is looking to be historically overlaid or put into a historic preservation easement. In exchange for that, that affords the property to have a little more density on the property and some other accommodations to keep the historic structure. In this case, they're looking to expand a detached or barn or second structure on the property and make it a second unit of a certain size. The commission just talked about whether that development is appropriate, whether the building is worth preservation, and also if the new secondary building is in fact secondary or subservient to the architecture of the primary. And that ends our meeting.
All right. When's the next meeting, Pat, and what's on the agenda in the early going here?
Sure. We meet again on the 19th. We will be having, for application-wise, 103 Mason Street is another housing project on the corner of Mason. And I'm going to screw this up. It's not Havemeyer. I think it's Elm. Yes, it's Elm. I'm sorry. That'll be on. We hope that Country Day will be back. I don't have any idea if the high school will be ready at this meeting, probably a meeting in April, but I will have more information this week. We also have 32 Field Point Road. That's the Haskell building just north of the town hall, and they're looking to do a historic overlay there and also build some units, apartments in the rear attached to that structure. And, that's about it.
You mentioned the high school. What would they be back for?
Oh, I'm sorry. I did high school. I meant the Central Middle School.
Oh, Central Middle School. Right, right. What about Dorothy Hamill? Anything on them?
I don't have the MI yet from them. So once they file that in the site plan, we will be able to set the date. I think they are just working on their production for the inevitable discussion.
All right, fantastic. Pat, always good to talk to you. Thanks very much, and take care. We'll talk to you after the next meeting.
Thank you, Tony. Bye.